from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, we have four semifinalists, because that's how the semifinals work. You know, final four.
I see you rolled your way into the semis. Not to be confused with the quarters.
Oh, we're talking about Wimbledon here. Real quick, which do you think... Okay, so you can choose your own adventure. I'm going to make you either pronounce all four, spell all four, or guess where they're from. Which do you think is easiest? Which would you like?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm certainly not spelling
anything. That's a smart play.
Not touching that. Not sure which is going to be. I'll guess where they're from.
Okay. The first woman in the Wimbledon semifinals, her name is... No, I'm going to try the spelling.
Okay.
But in preparation for you... Well, I'm sorry, not spelling. The pronunciation. In preparation for this, I did put the phonetic pronunciation on here,
That's the problem. I remember when we were talking about our tennis thing, and I went through a lot of the men and women. You're like...
Yeah.
I was like, how the hell do you pronounce anyone's name?
So you have Elena Rybakina.
Yeah, Rybakina, I think it is, yeah.
Where is she from?
That doesn't sound Russian.
Rybakina. Elena Rybakina.
Elena.
I think I know this one, but I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Where is she from?
Again, doesn't sound Russian necessarily. It's one of the Scandinavian countries.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I'm gonna go with Poland.
I was gonna guess Ukraine.
I preemptively buzzed you both. wrong and wrong.
Okay.
She is from Kazakhstan.
Get right the hell out of town.
Yes.
What do you friends
think,
with Borat?
Do you think anyone from Kazakhstan just likes Borat, or do they all just... They have to hate that, because, again, Buck's immediately like, oh, friends with Borat.
Okay, we have a woman named Donna Vekic, V-E-K-I-C. Where is she from?
Donna Vekic?
Yeah, Donna is her name.
Donna Vekic. Vekic. Maybe she's Italian. Vekic.
She's Italian.
I don't know.
I'll guess, with the IC, like a Doncic or a Jokic, I'll guess Serbian.
She is from Croatia.
Ah, very close.
Very close. We have Jasmine Paolini.
This one I know for sure.
You put a little stank on that.
It did.
One more time?
Her name is Jasmine Paolini. Or maybe Paolini.
I feel like you're doing a little... Hey! Italy!
That is correct. She's Italian.
I only got that because there was some emphasis there. I was like, hey, he's doing that for a reason.
Well, come on, Paolini.
Paolini, hey!
Hey, Paolini. Hey. She makes the tortellini. Her name is Paolini.
Her name is Jasmini.
The final semifinalist. Her name is Barbora...
It's Barbara with an O in the middle instead of an A.
But it's not Barbara. It's Barbora.
Barbora?
Correct.
All right.
Krejcikova.
That's got to be. Okay, so that's
K-R-E-I-C-I-K-O-V-A.
I was going to say
that. Hold on!
That's got to be. That's got to be a Russian, like an offshoot. Like, if it's not Russian or the Ukraine or the Kazakhstan or like Georgia.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be something like that.
Yes, and? You're
yeah, I'm in that.
I mean, clearly. I mean, she's not from freaking France.
No. I don't know. What's I'm trying to think of like an obscure, like what's the most, I'll go with Belarus. Belarus! Belarus!
She is Czech.
Ah!
Idiot.
Brat farts.
So there you go. There's your women's semifinalists at Wimbledon.
See, and this is the ugly American in me, but this is why, again, I believe, and by the way, it's not just me. McEnroe has talked about this. Djokovic just came out and said this, that tennis has to do something to grow its base. And this is not the ugly American in me, but I think it's hard for a lot of people in our country who are you rooting for there? You're like, we can't even pronounce any of their names. It's why hockey has had a problem. And so a lot of people think that the NBA needs to get their ass together because the best players are coming over from international places and they're not as marketable. Yeah, so, well, you know.
I don't know what they do. But Rybakina, Krejcikova, Vekic, and Paolini. Those are your semifinals.
I'm going with her just so we can do a racist Italian. Hey, what's the matter with you?
And then in the men's, I didn't see. Let's see who.
Joker's playing.
Yeah, Djokovic is in. He already won. Got a walkover today. His opponent withdrew. His opponent got hurt on the final point of his previous
what
match.
A little bitch. Yeah. You're getting ready to play Djokovic and you bag it.
That's right. Coward.
So it's Alcaraz against the supposed Russian Medvedev.
Yes, and even though we don't have a flag for him, he just is playing under a weird white banner.
And then the guy we should all be rooting
flags!
For is the guy playing Djokovic. His name is Lorenzo Musetti.
Yeah, he beat the American Taylor Fritz today.
He's Italian.
Mm. So go Italy, I guess. Wait, he beat the American. Shouldn't we be rooting against him?
Well, he's of the four left.
He's in.
We're going Musetti.
Musetti.
We're rooting for the all-Italian.
All-Italian.
But Musetti's got Djokovic, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
And he's the 25th seed. So, a little hot tennis talk?
I wish I could give you more. Look. I'm just finding out who 90% of these people are.
Yeah, there's a guy from, I think he's also Italian, the number one player for the men.
Yeah, that's Jannik Sinner.
Yeah, I watched him a little bit with the COVIDs.
I learned about him just recently as well.
He is awful good.
Well, you know what? No, apparently not, because he's not winning Wimbledon.
Well, Medvedev beat him.
Yeah, well.
So, turns a little out bit of an upset.
There. Turns out he's not that good.
All right, shall we move on to the clubby?
Yeah, let's do
you
it.
You ready to party?
Sure, why not?
Got a lot of TV thoughts on my mind because
you've been built up for the last week.
What happened?
It's all I've been doing. And I've got there's a guy, it kind of goes with TV talk. There's a guy that's been popping up a lot, a la the Kelseys.
Yeah.
He's just everywhere.
It's like when Jennifer Coolidge all of a sudden started making every commercial known to man.
Get me started.
You're like, what?
Yeah. All from
Jennifer Coolidge.
White Lotus because she plays a bimbo?
It's the best. All from move that anyone has ever made.
So this guy's been popping up a lot, and I wonder if he is a goober because he seems like a goober, or if he's awesome. If people think he's awesome,
okay.
Well, I'm sure people think he's awesome. Maybe that's not the right way to frame it, but I don't know. Is he good or not? Because I can't really tell.
Let's discuss.
That'll be next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.